This is KUT. Because of a 2008 law, thousands of children crossing into Texas illegally are not turned back right away. That's because they must get an immigration hearing first. KUT's Veronica Zaragovia has more on the federal law that passed with bipartisan support.
The law's named after William Wilberforce, who helped get slavery abolished in the 19th century British Empire.
Two centuries ago, William Wilberforce moved mountains to convince the British Parliament to ban slavery in the United Kingdom. More than 140 years ago, our nation adopted the 13th Amendment banning slavery right here at home. But slavery in many forms still stubbornly persists in our country, in Britain, and in nations around the world.
That's U.S. Representative Sheila Jackson Lee, a Democrat from Houston, speaking in support of the legislation in December of 2007. A year later, President George W. Bush signed it into law.
Thousands of teenagers and young girls are trafficked into the United States every year. America has a particular duty to fight this horror, because human trafficking is an affront to the defining promise of our country.
So why is it coming up now?
The 2008 law is coming up now because it requires that unaccompanied children who are coming from countries other than Mexico or Canada be given an immigration court hearing and be placed with relatives or in the least restrictive setting possible until that hearing can occur.
That's Randy Capps, an immigration expert with the Migration Policy Institute in Washington. Capps says an amendment to the law that might be sought to give the White House more flexibility in deportations could allow Border Patrol to decide whether or not a child has an asylum claim, for example. But he says that would defy the point of the law.
The whole point of the 2008 law was that that's not something that should be decided outside of an immigration court where a full hearing is possible and where children feel comfortable and have the right to really talk about their experiences and circumstances.
Though this law is adding many cases to an already backlogged immigration court system, some experts say changing this law alone won't reduce the thousands of children crossing the border illegally. Barbara Hines is a co-director of UT's immigration clinic.
This is a very complex issue, and the reasons that people leave their homes, particularly children, is very complex. So to reduce this, that we just change the law or we just put more Border Patrol on the border, or that states take action to make sure that children don't cross, I think is a very unhumanitarian view of refugee crises.
Hines says children have a right to seek asylum status when they arrive here. And she says many will try to come back if they're sent home, where levels of violence are dramatically higher. Veronica Zaragovia, KUT News.